Sleeping Murder, A Miss Marple Mystery, by Agatha Christie. Narrated by Rosemary Leach.
Chapter 1. A House. Gwenda Reed stood shivering a little on the quayside. The docks and the custom sheds in all of England that she could see were gently waving up and down. And it was in that moment that she made her decision, the decision that was to lead to such very momentous events. She wouldn't go by the boat train to London, as she had planned. After all, why should she? No one was waiting for her, nobody expected her. She had only just got off that heaving, creaking boat. It had been an exceptionally rough 3 days through the bay and up to Plymouth, and the last thing she wanted was to get into a heaving, swaying train. She would go to a hotel, a nice, firm, steady hotel, standing on good, solid ground. And she would get into a nice, steady bed that didn't creak and roll. And she would go to sleep. And the next morning, why, of course, what a splendid idea, she would hire a car, and she would drive slowly and without hurrying herself all through the south of England, looking about for a house, a nice house, the house that she and Giles had planned she should find. Yes, that was a splendid idea. In that way she would see something of England, of the England that Giles had told her about and which she had never seen, although, like most New Zealanders, she called it home. At the moment, England was not looking particularly attractive. It was a grey day with rain imminent and a sharp, irritating wind blowing. Plymouth, Gwenda thought as she moved forward obediently in the queue for passports and customs, was probably not the best of England.